Well, for more on this, Simon Marks joins me now from Washington. Hi, Simon. So this is a huge test for Donald Trump, as it's the first disaster situation he's faced with. So how has the White House reacted?
Well, look, it's a massive test for President Trump, his first natural disaster as President of the United States. And it's important to remember that historically, back in 2005, when Hurricane Katrina devastated New Orleans and the Louisiana coast, and President George W. Bush was faulted for his response to that storm, ever since then, for American presidents, it has become very important to communicate to the American public that they are monitoring, they're keeping in touch with everything that's happened, and they are ready to respond as and when any kind of disaster unfolds. And that's what Donald Trump has been doing over the last several hours. He's held meetings in the Oval Office here in Washington with the head of the Federal Emergency Management Administration, also with his Department of Homeland Security Secretary, in a bid to make sure that he's been briefed on the latest preparations. He's also put a statement out from the White House warning people in Texas that this is likely to be a destructive and dangerous storm that could go on for several days, because it's not just the immediate impact of the storm when it slams in to the Texas coast that everyone is worried about. They're worried about the possibility for prolonged rainfall and heavy flooding all the way up to and possibly even beyond the city of Houston in Texas. The president has just arrived at Camp David, his retreat out in the Maryland mountains. That's where he's going to be monitoring things over the weekend and preparing to send additional federal aid and emergency assistance to Texas and Louisiana if and when those needs become apparent.
And could you just tell us briefly, he's been also tweeting. What did he have to say?
He has been tweeting. As you know, Aisha, he views social media as an essential tool of communication that keeps him in touch with the American public, sometimes more controversially than at other times. But on this occasion, he most recently has encouraged everyone in the path of Hurricane Harvey to heed the advice and orders of local and state officials, particularly where evacuations are concerned. He also on Twitter has put out a picture of him in the Oval Office having that meeting with emergency officials, clearly designed to communicate to the public that he is taking this very seriously.
Well, thank you for that, Simon Marks there. And we'll